If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With more than 2 million downloads, this is your number one source for true crime coverage in America. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
The trial of Robert Tellis, the former Clark County public administrator accused of murdering investigative journalist Jeff Gurman in 2022 has entered a new phase as the prosecution rested its case. Earlier in the week, the defense is now taking its turn to present evidence and call witnesses in an attempt to establish Tellis's innocence in the latest in this high-profile Nevada murder trial. The defense, led by attorney Robert Draskovich, began its case by calling Mark Chambers, a clinical psychologist, to the stand. Chambers discussed the psychological impact of being accused of a severe crime, such as murder, and how it can lead to extreme stress, including the possibility of suicide attempts. It's clear from the research that the stress of being accused of a crime, particularly a severe crime, can cause people to commit or attempt suicide, whether they're guilty or not. Chambers explained that in some of his testimony. Let's take a listen.
It's clear from the research that the stress of being accused of a crime, particularly a severe crime, as I said, can cause people to commit or attempt suicide, whether they're guilty or not. And for the study that I reference, for instance, found that there were people who had gone through the system, were adjudicated not guilty, and after their case was done, they were still at a higher risk for suicide. Other people who had their cases dropped but had still been accused of this crime were at a higher risk for suicide. So it was clear from the study that it's more the process of being involved in the criminal justice system, being accused of a crime, that produces the stress that can result in suicide than guilty conscience itself. And I should add, part of the problem that even addressing that question of guilty conscience is that, remember I said earlier about what psychology is and it isn't. It's about behavior, it's not about mental processes. So to accurately answer that question, we would have to know what's in the brain of the individual. Guilty conscience, by definition, regards what's going on inside, not what the person is doing. And so there are going to be many, many cases where we don't know if the person is guilty or not. So it becomes difficult to answer that question. But we do know that some people, even after they have been found not guilty by the system, just being involved in the system is a suicide risk.
Not quite sure what point they're trying to make here.
And that's quite a testimony on the judicial system, isn't it? That a lot of people who get in the system want to kill themselves. Okay, sign me up.
And the sky is blue.
Yeah.
Okay. Chambers' role in the trial was to shed light on the psychological state of individuals under severe duress, potentially offering an alternative explanation to Tellis's behavior. Okay, let's take a listen.
And just so we're clear, you're not called upon to give testimony concerning the guilt or innocence of Mr. Tellis?
No, of course not.
That's obviously within the purview of this jury and not yours.
Absolutely.
So just so I'm clear on your testimony, if a person attempts to commit suicide after being accused of the crime, that doesn't mean that they probably did.
It's not a reliable indicator, no.
Innocent people, or people that have been exonerated of a very serious crime, have attempted suicide.
Yes.
You are aware that Mr. Tellis cut his arms pretty severely in this case.
I am.
Did you have an opportunity to discuss this issue with Mr. Tellis?
I did.
Did he express to you concerns that he had at the time that he did this?
Objections, hearsay.
Was his explanation to you consistent with the studies that you have just referred to?
Objection, hearsay.
It's hearsay.
Again, you have given testimony concerning these studies where a person gets accused, and as a result of the accusation and the process, not necessarily guilt, but the accusation and the process, that person attempted suicide.
Yes.
And that attempt at suicide does not necessarily mean a guilty conscience.
Correct.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
You know what may mean guilty, though? The fact that you're wearing blaze orange to a murder scene and a giant hat and your regular Nikes and you're caught on multiple Ring cameras and it's your walk and it looks like you and the evidence is found cut up in your garage and you have DNA underneath the fingernails of the victim. That may be a sign of guilt. More so
Dude,
than you
don't forget the car
and the car more so than you attempting to kill yourself after the fact.
And don't forget all the evidence on the cell phone that you were scoping out his house and his car.
Yeah, and the digital footprint as well. Those may be signs of guilt. I don't think anyone is really looking at the suicide and going, oh, yeah, he's guilty. There's plenty of other things here to look at and go, oh, yeah, he's guilty. But, the defense attorney is doing his job. He's got to do something. At least he's attempting to.
He's trying. Yay, you tried.
You tried.
You know, I give you a gold star for effort, dude. But your client looks, smells, and just reeks of guilt. I'm sorry. I mean, he had a beef with him. He pretty much made that public. I mean, and everything you just named, it's just, oh my God. And then the coworkers are like, oh, that's him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty damning. His testimony was closely examined by Prosecutor Reckerly, who questioned how much evidence Chambers had reviewed and whether he had independently verified Tellis's claim. Chambers admitted that he had not corroborated Tellis's account with other sources and had not recorded his interviews with Tellis, leaving some room for doubt about the thoroughness of his analysis. What he's telling you is his factual version, right? Reckerly asked, to which Chambers responded, I would assume so. This exchange highlighted the prosecution's concerns about the reliability of Chambers' testimony. I think his testimony is legit. I mean, what he said is true. It doesn't help tell us at all. But people who have a guilty conscience or not, or they're feeling like the system is going to railroad them no matter what they do. Yeah, there's people that end their life so they don't have to go deal with that, even if they are innocent. This isn't one of them. Following lunch recess, the defense called its second witness, Tracy McLaurie, who testified about seeing a suspect near Bruce Trent Park close to the time Jeff Gurman's murder. Milgore described the individual he saw as having a matching description to the suspect seen in the video released by the police, including walking like a man and carrying a duffel bag. However, Milgore's testimony was challenged during cross-examination. Prosecutor Reckerly asked for details about where exactly Milgore was when she encountered the suspect, and Milgore struggled to provide a clear answer. Additionally, it was revealed that Milgore's husband had taken notes on her behalf rather than Milgore herself, which cast further doubt on the accuracy of the recollection.
I don't think that influences anything, really.
No, I saw somebody that kind of looked like that. Or like, trust me, if you saw him, you saw him. And if that wasn't him, that was, it might have been him. The proceedings on Monday ended earlier than expected due to a travel delay with one of the defense's witnesses, resulting in only two witnesses being called for a total of about 2 hours of testimony. Court's reconvening and will, of course, have updates for you as it continues on.
What we need to do is take bets on, once it gets to the jury, how long before they just go, oh, guilty.
30 minutes. I'm going to go with the length of a sitcom.
Paperwork might take long.
Well, true. They got paperwork to do. I mean, it just depends how much paperwork there really is. I'm going to go maybe because of paperwork, within an hour. Or about an hour. Like lens crafters. In about an hour.
That works.
You?
I would say about 2 hours, but that's, to me, that's not deliberation. I think they're going to get in the room.
Done.
Take a vote, and everybody, it's going to be done. And they're going to go, well, we need to make it look like we took some time, and let's fill out the paperwork. And so I'm thinking 2 hours.
I'm going with 1 hour, or $1, Bob. $1.
Sick of the ads? Yep, we are too. Then you need to become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts. Heck, even try it for 3 days free right now. As a Premium Plus subscriber, you'll get exclusive access to uncut interviews before everyone else. Plus, no more commercials. So, if you have an iPhone, just search True Crime Today Premium Plus and press subscribe now.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.